Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw. That sounds terrible.
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are Going In Raw.
What's up? It's your girl, Sasha Banks, legit boss, and you are watching Going In Raw.
Oh, baby, I like it raw. Oh, baby, I like it raw. And you are tuned in to Going In Raw right now. How you doing? Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steve and Larson. Anywhere fine podcasts are available. We're also available at the Patreon at patreon.com/Steve and Larson.
We just recently updated our membership tiers.
Yes.
And you can get live streaming, comic books, t-shirts, postcards.
Voting
on the show. You can affect the show. You can have a video question. The $20 tier is where we get all of our video questions from.
Like. Yes.
But today we're here to talk about Money in the Bank.
We are. We're going to give you our predictions for Money in the Bank. Are you wearing a Baron Corbin t-shirt?
In fact.
It's the first time I've ever seen you wear that shirt.
I'm wearing a Baron Corbin t-shirt.
Find out if I'm going to pick Baron Corbin. Spoiler alert, I'm wearing the shirt for the guy who is going to win Money in the Bank. But this Sunday, during Money in the Bank, if you guys want to tune in to youtube.com/Steven Larson, we will be live streaming our reactions to live to Money in the Bank, so you can watch it with us, like watching with us, with Steven Larson. You can watch Going In Raw. I mean, you can watch Money in the Bank with Going In Raw.
Yes, but we will not ever show a single frame of the actual pay-per-view. That is illegal.
There might be some very light ambient. You might be able to barely make out a couple words here and there, but we generally keep the volume down low. We'll never, like you said, never turn
never,
the camera
ever.
Towards the TV.
Ever.
What you will see is a couch and two humans sitting on the couch. Those humans will be you and me.
Yes, and that is the frame for the entire duration of the stream.
Until we get Office Space, there is a chance that one of my family members might infiltrate the stream. My child, my wife, I don't know. Anything can happen here at the house.
Your dog will probably be involved at some point.
My dog will almost definitely.
Maybe Dog Here will make another appearance.
Dog Here, yeah, will probably replace me at some point as I get up from the couch. And also, our arrangement will be changed. I will be sitting on that side. Sitting on this side.
I prefer it further.
I need to
that situation.
Go in and out.
Yes.
Exactly. Anyways, let's talk about predictions, Larson.
Let us.
Yeah, we're going to accurately predict what's going to happen in Monday.
Well, hopefully.
Bank, right here, the definitive place to get your predictions.
Well, if last pay-per-view is any indication, you should not be listening to me. I have like a single one right.
Oh, really? You went 0 for everything?
I believe so, yeah. 0 for 6.
Ouch. Hey, oh, wait, what was the last one? You're not talking about the New Japan.
No, I'm talking about the last WWE pay-per-view.
What was that last one?
The Raw one.
Raw? Extreme Rules.
Yeah. I didn't do well. Okay. But I'm going to do well this time.
You're going to do great.
Thank you.
All right.
I appreciate your confidence.
Let's kick it up. So we don't know. As of now, there's only 5 matches that have been announced.
Yeah.
We're recording this on Wednesday.
Yes.
So we've had the go-home episode of SmackDown Live, but there hasn't been any word about pre-show matches. We're thinking maybe something involving Breezango.
Yes.
Luke Harper, Aiden English, Ty Dillinger, maybe something with the Hype Bros at this point.
Yes.
We don't know.
A lot of potential matches that could happen. I think the most likely would be Luke Harper versus Aiden English.
They've been hyping that on social media.
Nothing has been confirmed yet.
Nuh-uh. And then, you know, the fact that Mojo and Zack Ryder were, you know, talking on SmackDown Live, and then on Talking Smack they were saying how they deserve their title shot,
but
which
they rightfully won.
They
never got it because Zack Ryder blew out his knee.
That's right. So maybe, but I don't. There's not really anything for them to do necessarily until then. I mean, we're going to fight the Ascension, maybe. I still think Zack Ryder's going to turn on.
Oh, that's...
But that's not going to happen yet.
That's not exactly a lock, but it's pretty close.
that's like an 80% thing.
Well, that's more than that. I'd say 95.
Yeah. So anyways... Let's get started.
Yeah, for the matches that have been announced. First, the New Day versus the SmackDown Tag Team Champions, the Usos.
For the same reason why they didn't put the title immediately on Charlotte when she came back, and in fact they have still not put that title on her, the New Day will not win the titles at Money in the Bank. The Usos have been doing strong work lately, and it's too soon.
Agreed. Yeah. The Usos will find a way to retain.
Usos win.
I got it. I'm on it. I will type.
Very well.
Next. The women's Money in the Bank ladder match. Natalya, Carmella, Becky Lynch, Charlotte, and Tamina. Five competitors.
Okay, so here's my thing.
You touched upon who you think is going to win and why on our SmackDown recap yesterday. Do you still feel the same way?
Nobody needs this more than Becky Lynch. There are several reasons why I think Becky's going to win this, and they are thus. Number one, she has no title. Number two, Charlotte is arguably top face. Naomi's champion face, so they have all faces stuff locked in. Becky cannot be third fiddle. Becky needs Money in the Bank to sort of be on par with all that. So Money in the Bank means she's kind of heir apparent, or next in line, whatever you want to call it. It gives her something beyond just people like her. No heels are strong enough, I feel, to warrant picking this up. In addition, I believe a heel will be winning the men's version of Money in the Bank, and I think that they will counter that. I think this is one more reason they're going to counter that with a face winning women's Money in the Bank.
I understand all those points.
Needs to be a feel-good moment for the first women's Money in the Bank.
I understand all your points, but you're wrong.
Oh.
Carmella, with the help of James Ellsworth, is going to claim the first ever women's Money in the Bank briefcase.
Mm-hmm.
She's been kind of flying under the radar a little bit, last couple weeks.
But not too much.
No, she was backstage watching the Charlotte and Talia match. With James Ellsworth.
Yep.
James Ellsworth been doing really good heel work of late.
Fantastic.
The crowd boos him.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, they're a good heel team.
They are a very good heel team.
Yeah.
You say Becky needs it. Mm-hmm. I feel like Carmella would potentially gain the most by winning that briefcase.
Good point.
Historically speaking, it's not 100% true. Heels have won Money in the Bank. Because
it makes for more captivating.
It's an opportunistic cash-in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like a face thing to do to go to the ring after someone has won a match.
True.
And take advantage of that situation.
Right.
That's
right,
a heel move.
Yeah.
So for those reasons, I'm going with Carmella.
I like your pick. I like it.
I've been saying Carmella ever since this match was announced, too. I'm just sticking with it.
That's good. No, I think those are all good reasons. I think you're wrong.
No, I think you're wrong.
But I don't think you're as wrong. I don't think you're as wrong as you think I am wrong. I think you might.
I don't think I'm as right as I think you are wrong.
I don't think you're... Oh, okay. I think I got that. I think I understood that. Next, Naomi versus Lana. I think this is not going to be the stinker that a lot of people might think it could be. I think it could be, but I don't think it's going to be.
Yeah, it's not a guaranteed stinker. Especially after that awesome move that Lana did on SmackDown. Yeah,
crisp.
Granted, it's just one move, and you know, someone can just practice one move over and over and get it down.
Strong move.
Whereas the rest of their wrestling abilities are not good.
Yeah.
It's entirely possible.
Possible.
Nonetheless, Naomi's going to win this match.
Naomi's still going over here.
This is pretty much the lock.
I'm not going to call this a lock.
I didn't call it a lock. I said pretty much. This is like 97%.
The only lock I potentially see here is the world title match. And even that's not a lock in
my
eyes.
No, it's not a lock.
Man, I'd love to call this a lock, but I can't call it a lock.
It's the closest thing to a lock on the card.
I think this and the world title are kind of both lock-ish to me. But I don't. They're lock-ish. I think they're about the same lock.
Okay.
What about you? You think?
No, I think Naomi and Lana is more
bigger
of a
lock,
but not an absolute lock. That's why I said 97%.
You're leaving yourself 3% of wiggle room. I leave myself 13% wiggle room. 87%.
Good for you.
87 plus.
That's correct.
Plus
yes.
3 is not. Okay.
That's right.
Next.
Oh, here's something we have to ask ourselves though. Will the Money in the Bank winner cash in? I mean, this largely depends on the order of the matches on the card. We don't know that yet.
Right.
But I would hope to enhance the drama, they would have the ladder match for the women before the title match. Correct? Because then that always leaves up with the possibility that a cashing could happen that night.
Man, I think, you know what? I hate to say this, and I am not going to change anything. I think the likeliest scenario for any cash-in on the same night would be Carmella cashing in on Naomi. Could be right about that.
I would not be surprised if that happened.
Would not be surprised if that happened. Although, on the other hand, I could see James Ellsworth carrying around the briefcase. If they're going to have, if she's going to win that thing, I could see James Ellsworth carrying it around. But I could see Carmella cashing in if that's the route they go.
Yep.
Next. Men's Money in the Bank.
Kevin Owens, AJ Styles, Sami Zayn, Baron Corbin, Dolph Ziggler, and Shinsuke Nakamura, your six participants.
Lock City.
I don't think it's
Baron
Lock City.
Baron Corbin is going to win.
We've been saying Baron for months.
Yeah.
For months. And I'm not going to change my thoughts on it now, but I was close to considering Shinsuke.
Mm-hmm.
Very close. And that was even before the Cage Side Seats report today saying something like, The plan is now for Shinsuke to win.
Mm-hmm.
Still think Baron's going to win.
Yeah.
But if one were to fantasy book a Shinsuke victory, he wins. Next episode of SmackDown comes out. Say, I'm cashing this in, main event, WrestleMania 34. That would be awesome.
That'd be huge.
That'd be incredible.
Big time.
And so for the rest of the year and the first third of next year, you have that story of who is Shinsuke going to face at WrestleMania.
Right,
that could be good stuff.
Yeah, that'd be really
especially
good.
When it ends up being AJ Styles.
Yeah, I know.
They can be buddy-buddy aligned for the whole year until AJ wins that belt and realizes, oh, snap, I have to face Shinsuke at WrestleMania now. That's good stuff.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
That's a good storyline to carry them through almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
I kind of hope it does.
Yeah.
Probably not going to happen. Baron Corbin's going to win. His character is perfect as a Money in the Bank briefcase holder.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
This mercenary.
You see it.
Yes.
You see it in your
opportunistic
head.
Guy.
He holds his arms out like this when he comes out. You see the briefcase.
It's just there, yeah.
It's just there.
That's like a two-minute Photoshop.
The only other person I see carrying it is AJ, oddly. Because he comes out. I don't think he's going to win. I don't think he has a chance in hell of winning. But he comes out, and the way he sort of swaggers himself, I can see the briefcase. The only problem is if Corbin wins. Yeah, I don't see Corbin cashing out of Mahal. That might be an interesting Corbin-Cena thing if Cena does take that title off Mahal. That could be fun.
Mm-hmm. I would be very surprised if Corbin were to win if he cashed it in any time before
SummerSlam.
Yeah,
I know. Me too. That's why I think the more likely scenario is Carmella winning, but I'm not going with that. You are.
But I can definitely see Corbin cashing it in Survivor
opportunistically,
Series,
something like that. For sure, yeah.
Like I say, there's a they have the Raw versus SmackDown Survivor Series match or something like that.
Yeah.
It's pretty rough. He takes advantage of the situation. Maybe in the middle of the match,
mm-hmm.
cashes it in and gets the pin.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
That'd be good.
The Survivor Series match just continues after a title change.
No, that'd be actually kind of cool. I like that. That's good. All right, moving on.
The main event.
Main event, last match.
Randy Orton versus Jinder Mahal.
They couldn't telegraph this, I think, anymore.
I know.
His dad's going to be there. several legends are going to be there.
It's in Randy's hometown.
And bingo, it's in his hometown.
Randy is losing.
Randy is so losing this. Where do we split? We split on the women's money in the bank alone. So it's all going to come down for our punishment shirt thing.
We haven't really been doing that anyways. We got to think of something else.
Yeah, I know we do. We'll think of something else.
The winner gets to chop the loser.
I'm not doing physical stuff.
Oh, okay.
I would murder you anyways. When you lose, your chest would cave in.
Not true.
Are you kidding me? I just worked out yesterday. It was great.
I'm gonna work out today.
Oh, yeah. You want that on your chest right there?
I'm not scared. I'm gonna work out today. I'm gonna work out Friday. I'll probably work out Sunday before I come over here.
Whoa! Listen to Big Daddy over here. It all comes down to women's money in the bank. That's fine.
Is Jinder going to carry the belt to SummerSlam? What do you think?
It's hard to think that he's going to lose the title in a... I don't even know. What's the name? What's the next...
Battleground? The next, SmackDown pay-per-view, I believe.
It's hard to believe he's going to lose it at Battleground. Yeah, I do. They treat him big enough. They treat him with, like, a big deal. His celebration on YouTube, 3 million views.
Yeah.
They treat him like a big deal. He's carrying that thing into SummerSlam. He's so losing it at SummerSlam, he's carrying it into SummerSlam.
Yes, and yes.
That's happening.
Agreed. Let's predict. I know you touched on it a little bit. Let's assume Luke Harper versus Aiden English is going to happen on the pre-show.
Yes.
Who do you pick? I'm going with Luke Harper. I shouldn't. He hasn't won anything in a long time.
I mean...
I see what you have typed there.
It all depends. Like, are they going to give us any actual TV time? Like, if they have a match in the pre-show and they have plans to give it TV time, then Aiden English is going over somehow. If this is like this is their blow off of their social media feud, then Luke Harper's going to go over. But I'll say they're going to make room for it on TV because all the money in the bank. No, that doesn't make any sense. All the money in the bank stuff is conglomerating all the feuds. Gee willikers. Hmm. Well, it's already written down. I say in English it goes over.
There you go.
Yeah. And then...
I would not be surprised if there's a Fashion Files segment during the actual show.
Yeah, I can see that, yeah.
More about the perpetrators of
We're going to get a definitive clue as to who this is. It's going to be American Outlaw.
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to happen. So, yeah, be sure to let us know what you guys think in the comments. And join us on Sunday for our prediction live stream. Reaction live stream.
Yeah, we'll be starting about 4:30.
Yeah, about
Pacific time.
Yeah, exactly. All right, till then, we'll talk to you guys later.
Goodbye.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.